This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's 855-450-3733. And join us via Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Heather.
I hope you guys can have a nice big hug before this whole night is over here.
Hugs.
It's been a pretty intense episode. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we got Mike in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Mike.
Ian. And
hello, Mike.
Let me just say this before I make my comments about Ron Paul and his kind of his article. I don't know if you saw it, the 3-point plan that's better than the wall.
I saw it, did not actually read the whole thing, but go ahead with your comments first.
Yeah, I want to say this. The government, it turns people against each other in that. If you've ever been to Denver or different cities like I have, you see the need for reforms because you see people coming to the hospital who don't pay, and they're clearly just using the system, and other people are having to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
The problem or the solution is not a wall. I mean, once you really think about a wall, you realize how stupid it is. The solution
it's just a show. It's something to
right.
make it look like the government is doing something, when in reality, it's just going to be a boondoggle.
Right. The solution, as Ron Paul points out, is you've got to take away the care. You've got to get rid of the welfare state. You've got to. Texas has been building a border fence for 10 years. Texas built
really?
A border fence. Yeah, and it hasn't worked. All it did was it divided people from their own property across the border. It deprived people of their land via eminent domain, and it just caused a drug and human smuggling problem that still goes on. And a wall just won't work anyway. You know, and it'll be extremely expensive. Tariffs, one way or the other, we're either going to pay for the building or we're going to pay for the tariff.
Unfortunately, Ron Paul is out of office, and mm-hmm. even when he was in office, he was the one lone no vote on pretty much all the votes in D.C. I love the idea of getting rid of the welfare state, but I mean, at the D.C. level, you're never going to find politicians who are willing to propose taking away people's benefits. I mean, even the Republicans aren't going to, as much as they talk about smaller government, they're not even willing to broach the subject of getting rid of Social Security or welfare or whatever. It's just, we'll reform it, you know, and that, of course, doesn't do anything.
And what it has really caused is, because of the abuse in certain cities, it's caused an almost hatred for brown people. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really has. I lived in Denver, Colorado, and until you live it and see it, you don't understand because Aya didn't understand it. You don't understand the divide between the people who feel like certain folks are coming in just to take from the system. And it's the government welfare state that is causing all this divide,
sure.
And it almost leads to this. It's just insane. I mean, where it is now is as bad as it's ever been, because people think, and I understand, because like I said, because I witnessed it firsthand. I understand their anger, because they're going, wait a minute, this isn't fair. But it's the welfare state that we have to take down. Spending $15 billion on a wall. It's not going to do. It won't stop. It won't stop immigration probably by 10%. You know,
I think I'd argue that the better solution would be stop like the dropping bombs and the failed war on drugs and all the things that cause violence in these countries that make people want to come here. You know, like people that would otherwise be building
up their
own countries.
Plenty of people from countries that aren't being bombed. I mean, folks from Mexico, Guatemala, China.
So we can quit giving weapons to the Mexican drug cartels.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm strictly speaking of the South Americans who come to certain hospitals or certain cities to receive welfare payments. I agree with you 100% that the United States should Donald Trump shouldn't expand the military. He shouldn't do all that stuff.
But he's going to.
Right.
And ultimately, you know, the economic situation is what drives people here in a lot of cases. I mean, certainly if your country's being bombed, you obviously want to get out of there. But how many people will want to go to the country that is doing the bombing? I don't know about that. But people.
Well, I mean, that would be the safest place to be. That's one of the reasons why, as far as I know, the state.
As long as they don't round you up like they are, you know, actually stopping people at airports right now, as you may have heard, the Trump.
No, and I also want to point out that so since Trump is locking all of the Muslims in all of the airports right now, if none of the airports blow up, I want to want them to abolish the TSA because then obviously we don't need it.
What? Run that by
So the claim is that he's stopping people from Muslim countries, and there is a large Muslim population in the people who are being kind of stopped at the airport. So
right.
He's essentially, and a lot of them can't go back or. Mm-hmm. You can't even necessarily walk out of the area to even get a plane ticket, depending. So he's essentially trapping a bunch of Muslims in airplanes.
In the airports.
In airports, yeah. Not in airplanes. So if nothing bad happens, I think that that proves that we're safe. And
I
so
see
we
what
get
you're
rid-
saying.
Yes.
Right, right. Yep. So they could, like, fashion a bomb or something like that. Or, you know, there was the one guy who went into the airport stores and, like, bought all the stuff that he would need to make a gun or something like that. I forget exactly what the device was. But he made some sort of destructive device out of, like, he MacGyvered it together out of stuff that you can buy from, you know, those little airport stores that they have all over the place. So, yeah, if they don't do that, then that's...
Then we clearly don't need the TSA.
Mike, any other comments you want to share?
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to say get rid of welfare; it's another thing to actually accomplish that.
No, but if they spend their energy on the 13th Amendment, I believe, which says if you're born here, you're automatically a citizen. If they could spend $15 billion, just you know, privately raised, just trying to change that would help, and just try to make it where you.
My
can't
goodness!
Get
I mean, if you're going to raise that kind of money, wouldn't it make more sense to just go ahead and promote secession? I mean, if you can raise $15 billion for some sort of purpose, which is you know unbelievably large amount of money, and unlikely that anyone could raise that kind of money.
Well, actually, you might be able to defend yourself from the state.
The state of Washington got $1 billion in marijuana sales.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that's actually a more practical use of $15 billion. No, it's not.
I mean,
then the wall. I think he's saying.
Right, I get what you're saying, but it's hard to change the Constitution, right? Like they made that hard very specifically. You've got to get what 3/4 of the states, I think, to agree with whatever
it's
the
funny,
proposals
you
are.
Funny because you know, we're all sitting here debating how $15 billion should get spent, and neither one of us have $15 billion.
Right. I mean, you can throw a bunch of money at a political issue, but it's still no guarantee that anything's going to change when all is said and done. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Mike. I appreciate it. I think that any solution that requires changing the federal government is likely going to fail. That's what I think. I mean, it just seems so unwieldy. It's so entrenched. The bureaucracy and the you know the politicians there are so unmovable. You can change the deck chairs,
but you got to run and you got to be like we need more alpha types to.
You can run all you want, but you're not going to be able to change Washington, D.C. You can change the state-level politics. You can go into New Hampshire's government, and you can nullify Washington, D.C. You can tell D.C. to go take a hike. We're going to do whatever it is we want to do here. And that was, you know, those are some of the bills that have been discussed. Or there's, you know, some of that is in the idea of nullifying the state for marijuana laws, for instance.
Well, like, you know, that quote, the solution to pollution is dilution. You know, we have good people that, you know, like libertarian leaning people right here at the state house, you know, that like we talk to. So we might not align with them on every single issue.
Right.
But the ones we do, if we team up and chip away at the issues that we do and grow a movement, I mean, it's kind of sad that, you know, there's so many people here in New Hampshire that are anti-government, yet there's only three or four of us that actually go down to the state house and try, you know, speaking and selling these ideas of more freedom and liberty.
No doubt. So, no doubt. We need more people here, and that dilution that you touched on is part of the problem. Libertarians are too diluted. There aren't enough people. They may also be diluted in addition to diluted, but they're deluded into believing they can have an effect where they are. They can't. You can have an effect if you are a super minority in your area, but if you get together with the rest of the libertarians who've moved here to New Hampshire, the voluntarists, the anarchists, then you actually have a chance, and we are making a difference. There's more coming up.
Have you thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Ron Paul on Trump's plans. We've got some comments from him via CNBC. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Heather.
Also, I want to let you know about Save It Purse. This is how you save big time on your purchases at Amazon. I just got a rear view mirror camera device for a car. You clasp it onto your rearview mirror, and it has two cameras in it, so it's like a, you know, it's a, I'm spacing on the name of it, but one of those, you know, dash-mounted cameras, except it's not mounted to your dash directly. It's actually, it sort of blends in with your rearview mirror. Derek J. recommended this thing to me, and went on Amazon, put it into my wish list. It's like normally $170. I got it for like $135. And the reason I was able to do that is I went to saveitpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. Now, the thing is, I didn't actually pay cash for it or credit card. I paid Bitcoin for it. And that's the key. That's how you get these amazing discounts. 10%, 20%, 25%. In my case, I got 25% off of this product. And it was shipped to me relatively quickly as well. It works well. Saveitpurse.com. I've been using it for more than 2 years. I've saved over $1,500 on stuff I was going to buy anyway. So if you're going to buy something anyway, why wouldn't you want to save 10% or more? And it's actually surprisingly easy to save more than 10% over at Saveitpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, and we can talk about Ron Paul's opinions about Trump. First, it's James on the line in Skype land here. James calling from Arizona. Go ahead, James.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
My reductio ad absurdum. I can't help but believe, for a fact, Melanie has heard that a lot from her law school professors and from her fellow former classmates. Because what you have to understand when you're dealing with somebody like Melanie is she already thinks that she's pure. And unlike Melanie, all the cops that I know are better people than she is, have never pulled a gun on an innocent person, never threw a grenade at an innocent person, done any of those things that Melanie reduces to the absurd when she thinks about cops. And if you are driving, if you blow off a ticket, nobody's going to come to your house with guns. What they're going to do is suspend your license. And that's not a bad thing. And if you get pulled over, yep, you get arrested, and you go to jail. I should know. I had that happen to me. And you know what? I deserved it. Because I thought I could get away with not paying a ticket. And there ain't nothing wrong with a cop putting, with a gun, putting cuffs on me for having done so. Isn't that right, Melanie?
No, it's not. Also, I'm glad that
Melanie.
Also, I'm glad that that's what they do in Arizona. But in some states, they issue a bench warrant and go arrest you. So, do you have anything besides ad hominems?
Ad hominems?
Yes.
Again, reductio ad absurdum. I have no doubt you heard many a time from your law school professors. So it's not an ad hominem; it's a fact. But okay, in other states,
ad hominems can be facts.
What's the difference between getting arrested at home? Again, I know no cop that's ever pulled a gun and fired a gun at an innocent person.
Okay, I know no one who's ever dropped the bomb. That doesn't mean
but
that bombs
may I respect? May I respond to ad hominem attacks, Melanie, of which you made against me in vicious form on Free Talk Live? And any fair-minded person, she accused me of wanting to kill you and Daryl.
After you threatened to kill
minister.
Him and Daryl, yeah.
I didn't, and nobody... Nobody listening to the tape would agree with you.
I don't know if that's an ad hominem attack.
Because you're an ugly pig that takes after Daryl, who's another ugly pig.
That would be an ad hominem, is it not?
That's very nice, James. Come on.
He is not a nice man.
You can make points without making personal attacks.
Apparently he can't.
Heather, she accused me of wanting to kill two people.
And you accused me of being a stoner last time you called in.
That actually wasn't an ad hominem. I wasn't saying you were wrong because you wanted to kill two people. I said that you wanted to kill two people because you stated your desire to kill two people.
Thanks for the call tonight, James. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I was actually liking, the way he was explaining his situation up until he decided to use, really poor communication skills. I hope you learn from the lesson there. And the initiation of force would be Ian dropping your call.
That is not an initiation of force.
This is private property, and I was ejecting an unwanted person.
That was the punishment for your actions. So I hope you learn from him.
Yeah, I can only take so much of him in any
moment.
Yeah,
it's not very nice. Actions have consequences.
And now he'll hammer out some angry. He'll hammer out some angry screed for us.
Yeah, he'll threaten to kill us again, and then get mad when we say that that's what happens.
I don't think personal attacks from anybody are ever the way we should go about things.
Well, Ron Paul's got a few opinions about this Donald Trump. And this isn't the story that our caller earlier was referencing. It's a different one. This one's from CNBC. They actually had Ron on, who's still the man. I mean, he's doing a great job out there. I'm glad he's, not just, retiring quietly into Texas. He's still doing media appearances whenever he can get them. And what do you know? The media wants to talk to Ron Paul about Donald Trump because, you can't find anybody. Oh, by the way, I think Daryl told me that last year Ron Paul changed his voter registration back to Libertarian. He's nodding. So, that's pretty awesome news. Ron Paul no longer a part of the Republican Party.
Presidential candidate Ron Paul. Congressman, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate you being here today. First of all, are you going to the inauguration?
No, I'll be in Texas, so I will probably be looking at it on television.
Okay, so you were, of course, a former presidential candidate. What do you think so
Free
far
time.
From what you've heard from Mr. Trump about his plans for the beginning of his term?
Well, it's hard to dissect, as many people have discovered, because some days I hear one message and other days I hear a different message. Mm-hmm. But what I think comes through, generally speaking, is that there's going to be a lot more spending. It doesn't sound like he's bashful about spending. He doesn't seem to be very concerned about the deficit. And with this massive increase in infrastructure as well as the military, I think there's going to be a lot more spending. I think the debt is going to be much bigger. I think that'll put more pressure on the Fed. I think there will be more monetizing of debt. And everybody has to think about, what generally comes about when the economy is manipulated by the Federal Reserve. You have good times, and then you have to have bad times to compensate for the artificially good times. So we'll have a downturn, and then that will be a real challenge for the new administration.
And so one thing.
So Ron Paul predicting economic downturn underneath.
Wait, these were the good times?
Well, it's hard to really say exactly when the good times would be compared to the bad times. But what he was talking about would be the flush of money into the economy would create good times, or at least the mistaken impression that good times are happening. It certainly would be good for the people who are receiving the newly flushed money. The first recipient of the printed money is going to be just fine, right? The automotive bailouts, for instance, or the bankers' bailouts is good examples. But once that money filters into the rest of the economy, then we all get punished for that by the economic fallout that happens. And so Ron Paul making some predictions here. We're going to continue. He's got a few more words to say about Donald Trump. And I'm sure he'll have more for us in the future because he's the man. Appreciate Ron Paul. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Allows you to join us on the radio on Free Talk Live.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. We've got time for you if you want to join us here. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ron Paul's got some interesting stuff to say about Donald Trump and some of his plans. The interview is actually done pretty soon after the inauguration. Nonetheless, it's, you know, whenever Ron Paul says something, it's usually pretty relevant for a long time because he tends to be right. Now, his son, on the other hand, boy, did that apple fall far from the tree. We've got the most recent outrageous statement, shocking and terrible statement from Rand Paul that we can get to coming up here in moments. With you tonight, it's Ian and Melanie and Heather. We've got Ron Paul on tap here from CNBC. We'll continue with that audio. And, of course, you're welcome to join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's continue. Ron Paul just predicted an economic downturn because, as he says, it doesn't sound like Donald Trump is about spending less. He just wants to spend more on the government programs that he supports, like many Republicans do. Here we go.
Discussed a lot here on CNBC is the idea about border adjustment tax as part of the GOP plan that was presented over the summer that looks like it could be at least more of a consideration with President-elect Donald Trump. What do you think about the border adjustment tax?
Well, I wonder why they switched the term. It sounds like it might be something like a tariff, and it's, it is a tax. And ultimately, taxes go on to the consumer because, you know, some from the progressive side of the aisle, they always want to raise taxes on the business people. They make too much money. But all taxes, all corporate taxes are passed on to the consumer. Otherwise, the businessman gets put out of business. So I think that no matter what you call it, a border tax or a tariff, it's injurious, not only because it's a tax on the people and their standard of living goes down because of that, but it invites retaliation. And it's amazing, you know, if you go back 5 or 10 years and still there's a lot of people who deal with the financial markets in a practical way as well as a theoretical way, that tariffs aren't good, that free trade is better than taxes. But of course, what Trump has tried to correct is not the excesses of free trade. What he's trying to correct is the artificialness of the planned economy. You know, with WTOs and NAFTA and all these things, that's not really capitalism and free trade. So I think that right.
As always, there's a little bit more from Ron Paul, but, you know, right on message. On target. When he was talking about the inviting retaliation, he wasn't talking about military retaliation. He was talking about tariffs, meaning that inviting that, you know, if you put this tax on Mexican products coming across the border, which is the proposal, as I understand it, that that would result in possible, you know, taxes being put on U.S. products crossing the Mexican border. I think that's what he was referring to when he said retaliation.
Yeah, that's what retaliation would seem like to be to me.
In that context, yeah. And so everybody loses as a result of that. And, of course, you know, people who would believe that a tax on Mexican products coming into the United States is somehow going to make Mexico pay for the wall would be people who don't even know the most basic economic concepts. You know.
When the country of Mexico isn't selling a whole lot of goods that I know of to the states anyway. So
sure they are.
Yeah, see, that's what my comment was
actually.
The country,
not the people, but the country of Mexico.
Oh, well, yeah. The businesses down in Mexico, there's a lot of goods coming from there.
Yeah. Right, yeah, the people are, but I'm not aware of the Mexican government having a big export business.
No, of course not. But ultimately,
it all goes through them.
Yeah, they're going to get their cut, just like the U.S. government's going to get theirs. What were you going to say, Heather?
No, I was just going to say that a lot of these people that are like, oh, let's build a wall, let's have these taxes and tariffs, like, they're kind of like those people those libertarians that just jumped on the Trump bandwagon for certain bills because they read headlines, you know what I mean?
Right.
So they think, oh, we're going to build this wall, we're going to do this. You know, we don't need anything from Mexico, or we don't get any goods from Mexico. Next thing you know, they're missing some valuable thing that they use every day, and they're like, wait a minute, why is this double in price? Why do I no longer have access to, you know, this particular medicine that had an ingredient that came from Mexico, or you know what I mean?
Or something as simple as a soda. I mean, you got the sodas that are made with real sugar. Those are made in Mexico because in the United States there are tariffs on sugar imports, and so companies who manufacture soda do not manufacture with sugar generally because it's so much more expensive. And so if you want to buy sugary, you know, actual sugar-based soda, you have to buy a Mexican-imported soda or from some other country generally, unless you want to pay more. Of course, then you are still paying more for the Mexican import, so the people that are already paying for that might end up having to pay twice as much if they want to continue importing those products. And then, of course, if people don't buy from Mexico, that actually puts people out of jobs down there. And if you care about people having work, then you should care about not having tariffs, because, you know, more trade globally means more people working.
Well, and you can put people out of jobs here. Like, if you work at a factory that manufactures something that has a component part that comes from Mexico, or something that comes from Mexico, or that trades something with Mexico, then maybe, no, those jobs don't exist anymore.
So I took it upon myself just to look up on the internet some of the things that we import from Mexico. And on Business Insider, the amount of goods the United States imports from Mexico in dollars, the number one thing with $74 billion worth of imports is actually vehicles.
Yeah, as I understand it, there are car companies who are manufacturing down there.
Yep. And the second thing,
Trump's trying to attract them back to the United States, supposedly.
$63 billion is electrical machinery. $49 billion in regular machinery, and then you have $14 billion mineral fuels, $12 billion optical medical instruments.
Right, and until Donald Trump, you know, I don't expect this is going to happen, until they can repeal so many regulations and make it, and you know, also go ahead and get rid of the minimum wage while they're at it, it's very unlikely that any companies in the United States will be able to compete with the, you know, the work down in Mexico. They can pay people less who are just as skilled, you know, and
see,
have
that's the
same
problem
products.
Too, is that is so long as we have this welfare state too, like you're not going to get people working these jobs if we're no longer importing from Mexico. You know what I mean? Because there is, like, to a degree, there's no incentive to work. You know what I mean?
With the welfare state.
Yeah, with the welfare state. So you're going to close off, you're going to kind of like close off imports and prevent, you know, these things from coming here that aren't going to then turn around and be manufactured and made here, because you're not going to have people willing to work those jobs.
Yep, that's absolutely a problem.
So it's going to create a deficiency.
There's a little bit more here from Ron.
Now, I'd fear most of the retaliation plus the burden it's going to place on the consumer.
Oh, I guess that was it. I thought there was 30 seconds left. So good old Ron Paul, man. He's doing good work out there. I appreciate that. I know he's got an institute, I believe, Ron Paul Institute. And I suspect that folks who want to continue to follow his writings should go and seek them out. Unfortunately, his son, Rand Paul,
is more of a minarchist.
Yeah, he's a total minarchist. I mean, this guy is not even close to his father in his beliefs. And boy, did he just prove it again. Headline, this is much more recent, by the way. That Ron Paul video was a couple, you know, probably like a week or week and a half old. This was just published yesterday at, let's see, the Libertarian Republic. Senator Rand Paul said the Constitution doesn't apply to people who have not yet come to our country. In an interview with Andrew Wilkow, the host of the Wilkow Majority, speaking on Donald Trump's executive orders on immigration, Paul argued that the United States has the right to make any, quote, immigration law, unquote. He said further, if you want to be an immigrant into our country, the Constitution doesn't apply to you, and we have every right to make any immigration law we want. Now, a lot of us have the sensibility, myself included, that it shouldn't be based on religion, who is admitted to the country. Let's talk about that. Does the Constitution not apply to people outside of the United States?
For the most part.
I would argue it also doesn't apply to the people inside of the United States for the most part. But let's talk about that. Coming up here in moments, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can also take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall beers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie, and beef.
What's for Supper? Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. There's enough time for you if you want to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in our Keene studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Heather.
So we're talking about the Pauls. We had a little bit from Ron Paul earlier, and let's just say he's a skeptic and a critic when it comes to Donald Trump predicting an economic downturn at some point here. But then Rand Paul, unfortunately, weighed in. Now, while he doesn't agree that a ban on or an immigration restriction should be based on religion, he does think that the Constitution doesn't apply to people who have not yet come to the United States. He says further that if you want to be an immigrant into our country, the Constitution doesn't apply to you, and we have every right to make any immigration law that we want. Now, Melanie, you said you agreed that the Constitution doesn't apply to people outside of the United States.
For the most part. And I guess it depends on what route you want to go. If you're going Supreme Court case law, then on a pretty much ad hoc basis, some parts of the Constitution have applied to non-citizens outside of the United States on a really selective basis. So for the most part, no. If you're looking at what the Constitution purports to be, it purports to be, even though it is not this, some kind of agreement and creation document of an organization or collective, so it wouldn't make any sense for it to apply to people outside of that organization.
It also, in my, what I would argue doesn't apply, and I'm interested in hearing Heather on this, I would argue it doesn't apply to anyone but the government. I mean, the Constitution is supposed to be a set of rules as to how a government is being run, and the rights that are outlined in the Bill of Rights portion of that Constitution, in my opinion, those rights should be universal, and yeah. they should be respected universally.
Yeah, I think I'm an advocate of practicing what we preach, you know, if we're going to, you know, operate under one set of principles, should they not be applied universally? So
indeed.
That's kind of my thoughts on the subject.
Whether
and
it's...
I think regardless of what I think, ultimately the point I was making earlier was that the majority will still rule.
Well, yeah, I mean, that much is true, which is why we're trying to change that here in New Hampshire by having libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists move together so we can, you know, we're not going to be in the majority anytime soon,
and
but we can influence the majority.
I respect that. I respect people that are so passionate about these ideas that they're willing to essentially, like, build a new life and try to, you know, bring other people around to this. So whether or not it's going to be achieved in my lifetime,
I don't
see that happening. Like,
we need more people sooner rather than later if that's going to happen in our lifetimes. Unfortunately, the amount of people who have that level of dedication, and it is an intense level of dedication, are very, very few and far between. And, you know, anyway, you should definitely consider moving here because the more people we can get together, the more we can have an influence on the majority. So, yeah, we're not going to be a majority, but we can have an influence, a positive influence on those folks, the more folks that we can get here. Let's go back to Rand Paul, though. He said that it was almost, this is a story from the Libertarian Republic, he said it was almost impossible to properly vet refugees due to the instability of the region. In addition, he also noted that mass migration in Germany has not panned out well for the European state and that many of them were not coming from Syria but from Afghanistan and Pakistan. While he conceded that some of them might be refugees, he said there was no way to actually verify it. But one of the main concerns of Paul's was the cost of resettling refugees in the United States. The Center for Immigration Studies released a study in 2015 saying that it costs around $64,000 to resettle refugees. I presume that means per refugee. However, a report released by the Negative Population Growth Incorporated in 2016 says the cost is $19,000 some and to settle each refugee and asylum seeker by the federal government. So it's a pretty big range. But regardless... you know, as libertarians, we probably don't support any of the taxation that backs all of this stuff up. But ultimately, as long as you've got the government out there stealing money from people, I would rather see them spending it on refugees than dropping bombs in other people's countries. And, of course, you're welcome to comment. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. The Skype username is lrn.fm. But ultimately, I think that people who want to should be the ones who support these folks. So, for instance, Starbucks is now being protested by Trump supporters. There's a hashtag that has been created, hashtag boycott Starbucks for the 50 millionth time.
The irony is like
Starbucks is like, thanks.
Yeah, well, right, because it's free publicity for them. But ultimately what happened was the Starbucks CEO came out after the travel restrictions that Trump put in place and said that Starbucks plans to help by pledging to hire 10,000 refugees around the globe. And so now people are butthurt about Starbucks being willing to help these folks. And ultimately, that's what should be happening, is that if somebody is willing, the government shouldn't be involved at all. That if somebody wants to come here, whether they be a refugee or not, as long as they have a support network that's here for them, who's willing to put them up in a place to live, find them a job, help them find a job, and, you know, maybe help them along for a few months or whatever time frame as they kind of get their feet wet here, and have that all funded by private support, then nobody would have to be mad about how much money the government is spending on these refugees. Because that's a legitimate concern. You know, whether it's $20,000 or $60,000 to settle one of these folks here, it's a legitimate concern that somebody has to say, hey, I don't want my money spent in that way.
Yeah.
Well, I also don't want my money spent dropping bombs.
Yeah. You know, some of the arguments I've heard made about that, about, like, the whole closed and open borders, was that these, you know, people coming here and then voting in order to essentially you know, expand government. You know what I mean?
Oh, I actually have a response to that. It's interesting that you brought that up. Robert Higgs on Facebook writes this. I'm sick to death with hearing the argument that if large numbers of immigrants, especially Mexicans and Central Americans, are admitted to the U.S., that they'll bring with them their socialistic ideologies, vote en masse for Democrats, and hence destroy the free economy and society in the U.S., which is basically the objection.
Yeah, that's the argument somebody made to me.
Here's what he says to respond to that. It's a terrible idea for several reasons. First, there is no free economy and society in the U.S. for immigrants to destroy. The country's been evolving into an ever more advanced system of participatory fascism for more than a century. By now, there is precious little freedom remaining in any realm. Two, similar arguments have been made for more than a century, but events never worked out as the fearmongers said that they would. Immigrants sometimes do bring collectivistic ideologies with them, but they also change their ideologies as they and their children live in and thrive in the United States, especially in the remaining interstices where free enterprise has some room for maneuver. Third, even an elementary knowledge of U.S. political history shows that the destruction of liberties, especially economic liberties, was not significant, was not insignificant degree the work of immigrants. Native-born Americans did the deed in overwhelming proportion. There is not now, and has not been at any time in my long lifetime, any pervasive devotion to a free society among Americans in general. If immigrants,
that I'll agree with.
Yep. If immigrants did hanker to destroy freedom in the United States, which in fact few of them do, they are getting here much too late. None of this is to say that first-generation immigrants do not tend to vote more for Democrats than for Republicans. But can anyone blame them? In the view of the widespread contempt in which they are held by Republicans? And of course, even if they voted as a bloc for Republicans, what good would that do in preserving any remaining liberties? Republicans have no devotion to a free society. On the contrary, as you will find out, I'm sure, with this latest Republican administration, backed by a Republican House, and, you know, Republicans are in control right now, so shouldn't we just be getting way more free now if the Republicans are indeed this supposedly freedom-oriented party? Well, I mean, for those of you that weren't paying attention during the Bush administration, maybe you'll pay attention this time around. Because for the first 6 years of Bush, they had that. The Republicans were in charge. And there was one Republican guy who said, I think his name was Trent Lott, who said that they'd cut government to the bone. You believe that, right?
I don't believe anything.
That's kind of the approach I like to take.
Yeah, exactly. So pay attention, folks, because, you know, Donald Trump is not going to be making the government smaller over time. I guarantee it. And if, you know, I'm happy to be open-minded. If he does roll back the government in some places, I'll point it out and we'll praise him for it, just like we praised Obama the couple times he did the right thing. But don't expect Trump to be more right than Obama.
They say even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Exactly. I expect Trump's going to do a couple things right, just like Obama did a couple things right. And then the rest of it is going to swirl down the drain of history. Hopefully we'll all survive it. We'll see you tomorrow night online.
We'll all survive it.
In the meantime, over at freetalklive.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.